The Bird Show.
You guys hear about this guy that has eaten 35,000 Big Macs?
Good God.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he's in the Guinness Book of World Records. He ate the final one this weekend. He's 71 years old. He's from Wisconsin, and he was telling his story over the weekend. His first Big Mac was in 1972, right?
Wow.
He goes in there. He eats two. He goes back in. He's like, dang, this is amazing. Eats two more. Then he goes back the same day and eats six more. So nine total, okay? That was in 1972, and he hasn't stopped. He's averaged two Big Macs a day for 53 years.
What?
53 years. Now, he says he has OCD, and he's like, that's kind of the reason I get in this habit. I go back and forth. But he claims that Big Macs make up 90% of his diet.
What?
Yep.
That's insane.
His arteries are afraid of him.
I don't know what he looks like internally. Externally, I was expecting something a little different, to be honest with you. If you would have lined up 100 people and said, which one has eaten 35,000 Big Macs, he would not be one, the first that I choose.
Yeah, his haircut does kind of look like the McDonald's hamburger bun, though. And his mutton chops are fearsome.
Yeah, it's not a great look.
I think what is more shocking is that he has every receipt for every Big Mac he has ever purchased, and he has every Big Mac container.
Yeah, that's the OCD talk.
Okay, where them containers at? Because it can't smell good in there.
Yeah, right? He's got them all hanging up on his walls and stuff, like my sand collection. He's got a Big Mac container collection. I swear to you, man.
He is one headline away from getting a TLC show.
did McDonald's do anything for him? Because they need to.
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
He should own McDonald's by this point.
Absolutely.
Dang. 35,000. I'm reading over the article. I'm just blown away by it. All right, so this was the weekend that you were deciding, okay, I will be able to prove that I have psychic abilities or not.
I honestly feel like I have proven the fact that I have psychic dream capabilities at this point, but this was just really going to put the nail in that coffin for me because I had a bizarre dream that I think told me, my subconscious, that my cousin was pregnant before she even told us. So she revealed the details like a month ago back in February that she's expecting a baby in September. We're very excited for her. She got married a year ago. She's always wanted to be a mom. We're very, very happy for her. But back in January, I had like the most obscure and bizarre dream that came out of nowhere, and I didn't think anything of it until my cousin told me she was pregnant. So this dream was actually about my cousin on my other side of the family, so my dad's side of the family. We don't really talk to them, so it was very bizarre that I was even having this dream to begin with. But the conversation that happened in this dream was about my cousin's daughter. So again, on my dad's side, my cousin's daughter, we were talking about her name, and her name's Peyton. And my cousin on my mom's side, the one that is currently pregnant, told me after she revealed that she was pregnant that they have one name picked out, and that is for a baby boy named Peyton. So when I had that dream, I was convinced. I was like, not only did my dream tell me she was pregnant, but I believe that my dream told me that she was pregnant with a boy. So I put my pride on the line, and I decided to go on national radio and really let the crazy flag fly and be like, y'all, I think I'm clairvoyant. I'm pretty sure no matter what, I've won because the fact that I even had that dream to begin with, because I could also have the argument that I had that dream about my other cousin having a baby girl, even though she's like 14 at this point. It could be my dream's way of saying, hey, she's going to have a baby girl too. So I just feel like either way, I've won. But I really wanted to like lay it all out there that I think it's a boy because of the name.
You may not have a man, but you do have psychic powers.
But I do have psychic powers. Is it telling me when I'm getting a man? No, but I do. I did somehow find out that my cousin was pregnant a month before via a dream. So because I put myself so far out on a limb here, I really felt like I needed to be prepared going into this gender reveal. If you've ever seen gender reveals happen, you know they have some kind of like confetti cannon or they eat like a cake pop and it's a big hoopla to reveal whether it's going to be a boy or a girl. And of course, because I'm obnoxious, I told everyone about my dream because I wanted to be able to look them all in the eyes and be like, I was right. Mm-hmm. I knew this whole time.
So that's exactly what the pregnant woman wants at her gender reveal party.
I'm making it about me. Obviously, I'm like, my cousin's pregnant. She's bringing the first grandbaby into the world. How do I make this about me? So I told everyone because I was excited. I was like, I feel like I knew. I feel like the spirits were telling me. The spirits were guiding me as to what you were going to have. But again, I wanted to go into this prepared. So I was like, how can I find out before she reveals to everyone so that if it's not a boy, I can be mentally and emotionally prepared? So I did something that I have heard of people doing to find out about genders before they reveal it to the world, before the couple reveals it to the world, but I'd never tried it myself. So my cousin had posted a black and white photo of her gender reveal that she had done privately with her husband. And they did that thing where you get a white cake and then you stick the wine glass in it. And then, you know, they see the color of the cake. It'll be blue if it's a boy, mm-hmm. pink if it's a girl. And so they had posted photos in black and white where you could see that there was some cake showing. So what you can do is you can go to a website where they'll colorize the photo. And then you can see what the colors in the photos are.
This is madness.
Which is what I
you're psychotic.
Oh my God, you are
loca.
So we have a 40-minute Uber to the gender reveal.
You totally stepped into psycho for this gender reveal party.
I stepped into psycho when I opened up about that dream, Kristen. We haven't stepped into psycho. We're submerging into psycho.
Drowning in psycho?
Drowning in psycho. I was like, I just need to be prepared just in case I do look crazy. I just want to know. I want it to wash over me before everyone else just looks at me at the gender reveal and go, you're psycho. So I colorized the photo and I'm looking at it and it didn't quite work the first time. It looked like one color and I'm like, no, it might actually be another color. So then I had to go to another website and then I had to go to Canva and then I had to like adjust the settings.
You went to three different websites to do this?
I paid $15.99 out in Canva.
How much time out of your life did you waste on this?
40 minutes. That's how long the Uber was. And I'm like hiding my phone from my mom because my mom's like, don't show me. I don't want to know. And I'm like, I need to know. So finally, I find a website and it is clear as day. And what I saw in that cake was the color pink.
Oh,
it's a girl.
You were wrong.
It's a girl. Yeah, so now I look real crazy.
So you go to the gender reveal party.
Yep, knowing that it was a girl before everyone else.
But you didn't say anything, right?
No. Okay. I will say I accidentally.
Just on
the
radio.
Well, it's already out there. It's been posted on her Instagram. Like, yeah. I'm not revealing any news that's not already out there. But I did accidentally slip in front of my cousin because we were taking a photo. And we're not in front of anybody, but we're standing there. And I was like, have you felt her kick yet? And she just talked to me as if it was already out there. And I was like, I'm sorry, I slipped. I colorized your photo from Instagram.
No, you didn't tell her?
I felt bad.
No,
because she was talking to me, so I was like, so she knows.
Oh, God, I can't.
I kept that one at.
She was fine.
So many levels of psycho.
You are wackadoo.
I applaud you for bringing that publicly. I really do applaud you.
It was fine. She didn't care, I don't think.
Sure.
I didn't tell anybody. It'd be one thing if I went around and was like, did you hear she's having a girl? They're like, that's why we're here. It's the gender reveal.
Bless your heart.
But anyway, I still think I'm psychic.
Yeah, and, you're psycho. Oh.
The Burt Show. Real funny.
We sent the Burt Show youth groups to Savannah for St. Patrick's weekend, and we gave them a whole bunch of tasks to do. Whoever did the most amount of tasks is going to get $1,000 this morning. Whoever did the least amount is going to have to paint themselves green the entire week.
St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day. We'll have a drink, come down our way, and talk about the land that we hold dear.
It's the St. Patty Shenanigans Showdown. Take it from here, Kristen.
All right. Right now, the score stands at Amber, 100 points. Katie, Jackson, and Mikey are tied up at 200 points. And Rebecca is sitting pretty with 400 points.
Okay. Oh. We've had streaking. We've had jumping up on stage at a quote-unquote club. What else has we? They've made out with each other.
Yes. The streaking and the making out was quite the confession. They all did busking together on the streets of Savannah. So this hour, the shenanigan I would like to ask you about. For 100 points. And remember, you have to yell, where's my pot of gold? If you got the 100 points. Did any of our youth group get a tattoo or a piercing?
Where's my pot of gold?
Oh, my God.
Three.
Wow.
We got Rebecca, we got Jackson, and we got Mikey.
Okay.
Oh, Mikey, did you finally get that belly button piercing you've always wanted?
Yeah, I love it.
Who wants to start here?
So I got the piercing. Shout out Planet 3 in Savannah. I've gotten a couple piercings from that. I got my tragus pierced, which is like that thick piece of cartilage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right there. That hurt a lot worse than I thought it would. Like, I thought the ear would just be, like, totally fine. That was, like, an 8.5 on scale of pain.
Dang, oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, I've heard that about
it,
those.
It was really painful, but I like it a lot, so that's cool.
Okay, one down.
And I wasn't drunk, but I had had my prescription Klonopin, so.
Mikey and I opted to take the tattoo route. A little bit more permanent.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Really?
Like, yeah, not, we got tattoos.
You're not messing with us.
We're not messing.
We for real got tattoos.
Wow.
Did you really?
Yeah, we actually did.
Come on.
Dead ass.
You want to see?
Yeah. Let's see them.
I got to drop trowel.
Wait, why are you dropping? Whoa, Mikey.
So there is second skin that's on them. So the ink, and they were bleeding a little bit, has bled out. So you can't even really see the design on them. It just looks like a black blob right now. But once those come off, it all obviously
looks
better.
So for those that don't know what a second skin is, you're supposed to put that over a fresh tattoo so it doesn't get infected. But it won't, the colors won't show as bright.
And let's just clarify, first tattoo for both of you?
Yep,
first
tattoo. This is crazy.
Well, yeah, let's see what we got. What are we working with, gentlemen?
Okay.
Hey. So Jackson's is on his right hip, and
Mikey's is on his up left thigh, his upper thigh, left thigh. Okay, and his left leg.
So I've never seen a second skin like that. It's completely dark. You can't see through
mine
it.
Mine was full of blood, and I don't know if I'm doing this right or anything, but I'm rolling with it. I'm doing instructions.
Okay, so do you want to? How are you going to tell us what you got?
I got Waylon Jennings logo.
He's old school so country, man. Seriously.
And the flying W.
The flying W.
And I was originally going to go in there and get a smiley face, and then I opted to get a little outline of a rat.
For what?
Yeah. Why?
Actually, a rat. Okay,
it's a spirit animal.
All right. Technically, yes, my spirit animal, because I was born in the year of the rat.
And were
then,
you?
Yeah, I really was. Okay. And then also, my girlfriend has two very detailed, intricate rat tattoos on her knees. And so I was like, this is a good solidarity play for my first one.
All right. Speaking of which, you both are in very, very committed relationships. Was this something you did without the girlfriend consent? Or did you call and let them know, hey, I'm getting a tattoo?
She knew, but now that I'm back, she doesn't like it. So that's not good.
That is not good.
Maybe. I don't know. Y'all are both in your 20s. I remember when I was in my 20s, I didn't care about my boyfriend. What did your parents have to say?
Oh, especially your mom, Jackson.
Do they know?
We will get to that in a second. Okay. But yes, I did give my girlfriend a heads up. She's the one that actually convinced me to get the rat in the first place, because I was looking at it. I was like, I'm kind of between these two. And she was like, get the rat. So I opted for the rat.
And how did you choose placement?
Honestly, it was just kind of a spur of the moment thing. I was like, this is kind of hidden. Let's just do it there.
Were you guys pretty buzzed when you walk in there?
No, okay. You weren't allowed to be.
Yeah.
I had one mimosa, but they didn't catch me.
A rebel, man.
Before he got his Waylon Jennings tattoo.
That is a man's man.
You're fun, Mikey.
Not a shot of jazz that you would expect from a Waylon Jennings tattoo.
Tennessee whiskey.
No.
Give me that Prosecco with a dash of OJ, baby.
Well, we got some audio of me sitting in the chair.
Oh.
Hey, I'm Mikey. I'm about to get a tattoo. I'm scared, but if I show it, I think everyone's going to make fun of me. So I'm just going to hold it all in. All right, I'm in the chair. We're about halfway through. Every time he touches that needle to me, I want to get violent.
Ow!
Oh, boy, it doesn't feel good. They're not dramatic. This sucks.
This is going to hurt me a lot more than it's going to hurt you.
That's your tattoo art.
See, the problem is,
it sounds like a leprechaun.
You've never got a tattoo before. It hurts. It hurts bad. But these guys have tattoos like on their skulls and like it. So you can't express any pain. So my guy was calling me a baby the whole time.
A newborn whale is the size of a Volkswagen Beetle, making it the second biggest baby in the world.
Shut up, man.
Not the first time he's used that line.
He's got that one in his back pocket at all times.
Sure.
Okay. So now it was time to show my mom. I didn't tell her. And
oh, so you FaceTimed your mother.
We FaceTimed my mom.
Hi. Do you want to see what I did? Yeah, I'm good. Do you want to see?
Okay.
I did something.
What is that, Mikey?
A tattoo.
A tattoo? Yeah.
That looks awful.
That looks awful.
Oh, no.
And then it was judgment day for me.
Oh, boy.
I had to call my mother.
Okay.
I gave her a little bit of a heads up. I was like, I'll probably get a tiny smiley face somewhere on me. And she was already not happy about it. And then I FaceTimed her, and this is what she said.
Oh, hi.
I made it to Savannah.
Hi.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
How's it going? Oh, my. Why?
You're the best.
Jackson, why didn't you get a smiley face like you promised me?
I was swindled into getting a rat when I got there.
No.
I was looking at the book and I was like, oh, this is pretty funny and this is cool. So I was like, let's do it.
And that's bigger than I expected.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Jackson.
It's okay.
Oh, my God. What about other people?
Mikey got his favorite artist logo. It's bleeding, Woo. But that's what it looks like.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, yikes.
Okay. So we got a that's awful, why, and a yikes.
Yeah, I went home yesterday, and she would not even look at me.
She's really anti-tattoos.
Yeah, she would not like
she's
tattoos.
She's anti-Jackson.
Do we have any tattoo regrets right now? Are we still very happy with our decision?
I love it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think I look cool.
Very few people only have one tattoo. This is usually the gateway for like a second and a third.
That's for sure.
Hey, Amber?
I have a regret. I was entirely too drunk to join because I was going to get a tattoo, but I was passed out on the couch for like 6 hours.
probably best.
There was no getting her up.
All right, so we've got one more hour to go. So as this stands right now, what do we got?
All right, Amber. Still sitting at 100. You got some room to make up. Katie, 200. Jackson and Mikey are tied with 300. But Rebecca, she's pulling out there with 500
okay.
points.
But
here's the thing. There are still five more shenanigans. There's still 500 points up for grabs.
And a game over instant winner.
Yes. If somebody got arrested that we are not, like, we don't know about, then that is the automatic winner. So there's still room for maneuvering here okay. in this St. Patty Shenanigan Showdown.
So we're going to check in one more time or two more times?
One more time
and find out who gets $1,000 and who has to get painted green for the rest of the week.
The Bert Show.
I got somebody inside on the seventh floor, you guys. It's helping me out.
What?
Oh, you're
this is ridiculous.
Go.
All right, so I have this parking spot here, the radio station that I've earned 25 years doing radio here. I park in the same spot every single day. It's not officially my spot, but, you know, might as well be, right? This punk, Ethan, from the seventh floor, Haverty's, right? He's been coming in early from Ackworth and CBing me on my parking spot, which I can't have, okay? He's been getting in here a little bit early, so that was on Friday. And then Monday, I was sure I was going to get in early and beat him there. Set my alarm 10 minutes early, got here 10, 15 minutes early. That SOB was already in that spot.
Taunting you by backing into it nonetheless.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's a universal flip off. Mm-hmm. Right. So I did get a DM today that said, I work here on the seventh floor. Whose ass do I need to kick? And I wrote back in all capital letters. Ethan! !! And then she writes, well, I work in payroll. I will F up Ethan's check for this display of disrespect.
That's about to be empty tomorrow.
All right, so let's get back to Crystal. This was so bizarre on Friday. And I got to tell you, my girlfriend and I talked about this. And there was a little lingering tension about how she answered the same question that I'll mention in a second. Hey, Crystal.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so for those that weren't here on Friday, tell us this bizarre situation going on with your boyfriend. And I just think it's creepy.
Well, he hired a topless maid from Naked and Neat.
So wow.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And I called you guys to ask, you know, should I dump this guy? Because she came over and she did a really great job, but it was definitely you know, weird. And like over the weekend, I was like, okay, I'm going to bring it up again. Like as chill as possible, you know, as I could, I didn't like freak out or anything. I was like, oh, I'll just keep it casual. And I told him that the nude cleaning thing like made me feel uncomfortable. And I thought that he would be, you know, very cool about it and be like, oh, hey, you know, I get it. It's not for any, you know, for everybody. But instead he looked at me like completely serious and said, well, if you don't like it, you can always clean my place nude instead.
Oh,
I was like, that's wild.
that's wild. And I was like, I was totally freaked out. I was stunned and I kind of laughed because I didn't really know what else to do, thinking that there was no way that he meant it. But this man was dead serious.
Huh.
So, like, at one point I lost it and I told him I wasn't some like naked Cinderella that's going to, you know, be like
right.
his like nude maid. And I swear this is officially the weirdest, most insulting conversation I've ever had in a relationship, which says a lot. So I grabbed my stuff and I just bailed. And that's it. I mean, I've scrubbed the relationship,
but
I still can't scrub my mind of that naked woman cleaning his house, his very big, big, beautiful house. But you know, whatever.
It's so, the weirdest breakup I've ever had.
That I made the right decision, but now I have another one I want to ask you guys about. Should I post this dude on social media, like warning other women about him?
I don't know. No. I mean, why? While creepy, I don't know. It's like public humiliation is really necessary on the whole thing.
It's his prerogative. It was very off-putting for him to give the offer to you to clean his house nude.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, not your sink, not your dishes. Don't post about it. Because he was upfront about it. I think those sites are specifically good for women who might be blindsided by something crazy or harmful or unsafe, whereas this guy seems like he's very upfront about what he likes. He clearly is looking for a live-in maid that's willing to do some extra favors in form of toplessness.
I agree. I just think he has a kink, and everybody's kinks don't match, and that's okay. Like, it's a lot of people have kinks that don't match my freaks, but that's on them. That's their prerogative.
Somebody gonna match my
freak. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Chris, I don't think I would post.
I
mean, I didn't, you know, he was a really cool guy, but that was just a little too ick for me.
I get it.
No, none of us are judging you for your decision to leave the guy that asked you to clean his house nude. You're good. you're good, girl.
You're in good standing with us. Yeah. Sure. So I hit Amanda this weekend, my girlfriend, because for me, like when you're in a relationship, this is how I've always thought, is like, look, I've got one person to impress and vice versa. So you can ask me some pretty freaky things, and if this is what's going to, like, make you feel good, I'm probably willing to do it, right? Unless I'm feeling totally humiliated by it.
Did you go buy yourself a little French maid outfit this weekend?
But, nah, God, that would be a tough one to swallow. If she said, hey, that would really turn me on, I think I'd have to say, let's try something else. But I asked her this weekend, I said to her, okay, so let me just ask you, you know, because it's the dude's thing, you know? All right, what's the big deal, right? It's his thing, and it could be way worse. So if I came to you and I said, hey, it would really, really, really turn me on if you cleaned the house naked, right? She was thinking about it for a really long time. And she said, how many rooms?
That's energy.
Right. Yeah. How many rooms?
And I don't do bathrooms.
Right. So it started negotiating as the whole house. And it would go no, 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 until it was down to one room, the living room.
Oh.
And then she said she hates cleaning so much.
Yes.
That she's like, it's not even the naked that bothers me. It's the chore that you're associating with it. So no, it ain't going to happen. Ask Bart.
If for me or for him, if he will do it naked, remember, he's the one that keeps up with the house.
Right. It would be for him, for you to watch him clean the house naked.
That's
would
funny.
He do that for you?
Our little electric power vacuum that sucks up all the dog hair.
Sexy.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
The visual. I swear, I had never heard of this actress before until the last couple of weeks. She's been in the headlines. First, it was because Topanga, a.k.a. Danielle Fishel, was getting into a fight with her on that Boy Meets World podcast. And now she's making headlines for saying that she gets more respect as an adult film star than she did as a sitcom actress. I'm talking about Maitland Ward, who was on Boy Meets World in the later years. And she says, I really think people treat me with more respect now, honestly, especially even in Hollywood right now. Everyone thought people were just going to rip me apart and I was going to be judged and raked across the coals. But I got so much positivity, and I think it's because I was so positive about it and I was so happy about it. So she says that really her choice to do what makes her happy and being an adult film star has brought her more respect than just doing the typical quote unquote respectable thing and being on something like Boy Meets World. Kind of interesting perspective. All right, Demi Lovato is making headlines because she decided to ask ChatGPT to roast her. And I do think this is a brave thing to do as a celebrity, because when you have your entire life out on the internet, you know ChatGPT is not going to hold back because it's AI. It's got no soul. It's got no emotions. And this is what ChatGPT had to say about our girl Demi.
Okay, so I asked ChatGPT to roast me, and Jordan's going to read it.
Roast Demi Lovato. Oh, you mean the artist formerly known as Confident, but now more like Confused? Oh, Demi Lovato has had more rebrands than a failing fast food chain. One minute, they're punk rock. The next, they're singing pop ballads. And somewhere in between, they're beefing with a frozen yogurt. Like, babes, just pick a lane, or at least a consistent genre. And let's not even talk about their song lyrics. What's wrong with being confident? Nothing, Demi, but what's wrong with being consistent? Because your career path is giving through darts at a vision board while blindfolded.
That's
pretty good.
I almost want to do it, but it's mean.
Here's how you know ChatGPT is Gen Z, because that was a sick roast, but they used the correct pronouns.
Exactly. Very socially conscious. Well, Bert, you don't have to wonder what ChatGPT would say about the Bert Show cast, because I asked ChatGPT to roast all of us, and I'm going to read you what ChatGPT had to say about each of us. So, Bert, here is what ChatGPT wrote about you.
Okay.
Just remember, the last time we did this on air, it did not end well.
I will say this is somewhat tame. They're really good. They're sick burns, but I don't think they're deep cuts.
And again, a robot did it.
A robot did this. So for Bert, the cool dad who tries way too hard to relate, but still gives off assistant principal trying to get the students hyped about standardized testing energy. He loves a deep convo, but somehow makes every story circle back to him. If you made a drinking game out of how many times he says, let's unpack this, you wouldn't make it past the first hour.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. For Kristen.
I opt out.
You know what? This one's really not, it's really not bad.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Kristen, the mom friend who keeps everyone in check, but let's be real, she's secretly keeping a list of everyone's nonsense and will absolutely bring it up 6 months later when she's proven right. She can cut you down with a single bless your heart, but will make it sound so polite, you'll thank her for it.
Not bad. I can handle that. I was expecting worse.
For Mo, the smoothest one on the show.
Talk about it.
We can stop right there.
I mean, that's enough. Good.
But also the most likely to disappear mid-conversation because he's already over it.
Turns out ChatGPT is a P1.
Hey, you ain't got to help. I ain't help with yours.
He's got the vibe of someone who already knows more than he's saying, which is both cool and slightly terrifying. Feels like the guy who could absolutely ruin your life with one well-timed text, but he's too chill to actually do it.
That's damn good.
Right?
Okay.
We are read for film.
Yeah.
For Cassie, the voice of reason, but also the person most likely to end you with cold, hard facts. She's got receipts, she's got screenshots, and she's got time. If she starts a sentence with actually, just go ahead and accept defeat. She will drag you without raising her voice and somehow make you grateful for the lesson.
No lies detected.
And last but not least, it's me, the newest addition, who seems super sweet, but don't let the nice girl energy fool you. She's got a hidden savage streak and will casually usually drop a take that leaves the whole room questioning their life choices. She smiles through the chaos like she's not the one stirring the pot, but we all know better. She's the friend who hypes you up and roasts you in the same breath.
It's good.
It is good.
Not bad, ChatGPT.
That is filth. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
So I want to read this text exchange that I had with a friend to you guys, because at the end of the day, I think this dude is guilty of what he's saying he's offended about. Okay?
Okay, so he's being like a hypocrite?
Not necessarily a hypocrite. I think he's trying to hide right out in the open.
Oh.
So my friend's like in her early 40s, right? And she was in a very serious relationship until she found out that he was screwing around on her with not one, but a whole bunch of different women. Mm-hmm. So her life comes crashing down and she does the healthy thing and she stays away from dudes for an entire year. She's like, I can't. That's not even fair. So she stopped seeing everybody.
He was a serial cheater.
Yeah. So she gets back in the dating game and this first guy that she starts hanging out with is a really cool guy. Everything's great, actually. I'm so glad I took the year off. This guy seems absolutely great. He's checking all the boxes, but she's been trying to take it slowly, right? So she texts me last week, and we catch up on some small talk, and then there's the good stuff. So she writes, I'm going to call her Carrie. Okay, so now let me ask you a question. I've been seeing Kai for 4 months. I really, capital letters, really, I'm into this guy. It's been the most stable relationship I've been in, and we both know how much I needed some of that, right? She writes, following me? And I wrote, yep, the ADHD hasn't kicked in yet. She says, so I promised myself to take this one slowly, so we haven't had sex yet. Right, 4 months, no sex. I write, good for you. I'm sure he had strong feelings about that. I wrote, ha. She says, he's been pretty damn patient, honestly. He knows about my last relationship, so understood why I was taking it slowly. Everything good so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me, sounds good so fart, is what I wrote.
That is classic you in text message.
And then she wrote, did you realize what you just wrote? And I wrote, ha. And she wrote, ha. Anyway, I told him I'm ready, but I wanted to see the results from an STD test. And he was appalled. I wrote, I think that's fairly common now, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I think that's fairly common now.
I don't know if it's common, but I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Okay. It's pretty common, I think.
Is it now?
Yeah.
All right. She wrote, I think so, but he was really offended. Like I was attacking his character. What kind of guy do you think I am, is what he said. And really pushing back on the idea. So I texted back, weird. I mean, why would he take that so personally? And she writes back, Bert, he ghosted me. I haven't heard from him since. And that's when I wrote, maybe I'm being skeptical here, but do you think that maybe he actually has an STD and he's gaslighting you? And she said, could be. It's a mystery. And then there was just some more small talk and we wrapped it up. So could that be to be so appalled by something like that? Now, I'm not dating like that, and I have never asked anybody to see the results from an STD test. But if you've been in this situation and this makes some sense to you, and the other person was totally appalled, 1-855-BERT-SHOW.
There's one thing I learned from a woman who was older than me, and this was right when I got out of college. And, you know, back in the day, like talking about this stuff is taboo and it just kind of feels like it kills the mood. And she was maybe like 10 years older than me and just one of those women who knew her value and knew her worth and was so confident and did not care what anyone thought about her. And I'm like looking at her, I'm like, I want to be you when I grow up. Mm. And she said, if you're not adult enough to talk about things around sex, like STD tests and, you know, and birth control and all of that, then you're not an adult enough to be having it.
Mm.
And that really stuck with me. And it took away the stigma, because I wasn't dating my now husband then. It took away the stigma of having any of those conversations, because in my head, I'm like, yeah, she's right. If you're not adult enough to have these conversations about health and what could happen, then you're not adult enough to be doing it.
Yeah, I don't see what the problem is. I've never been asked that in my years of dating, but if a woman were to ask me that, I would see it as a positive thing. Mm-hmm. Like, she cares about who she, you know, sleeps with, and that's important to her. I would see that as a green flag.
And if somebody asks you, be like, okay, cool, I'll do it as long as you do it. So if you want to see mine, then I want to see yours.
Yeah.
Before I see yours and you see mine.
I think the timeline on this is really telling, because I think people that are dating nowadays kind of know that within that 90-day period is when things start to get very real and when people start to show their true colors. And I think anybody can have a fun, magical, like, oh, this could be it time for 3 months. But once you hit that 4-month mark, that's when people really start to reveal who they are. And I think by you asking something that's important to you, he showed you exactly who he is and that he's not the right person for you.
Yeah, I don't know the reason to be appalled by it, though. Like, you're so upset by this suggestion that I'm just going to not talk to you anymore.
Unless she said, I never do this, but something about you, I need you to take a test.
Yeah,
that would be different.
She made it personal, right?
The Bird Show.
One of our producers is about to win $1,000. And one of our producers is about to paint themselves in green paint for the rest of the week. It's the Burt Show's St. Patty's Shenanigan Showdown.
St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day. We'll have a drink, come down our way, and talk about the land that we hold dear.
Where's me pot of gold?
Just so we can kind of get an idea of what's to come, I had everybody do a green makeup swatch on their right arm. So this is potentially what our crew could be looking like for the rest of the week.
Okay, the green,
It's quite green.
It's green.
And just to get, again, let me ask the same question I asked last week. When you're looking at your calendar this week, what are the things you're going to have to show up to with green paint all over your body if you lose?
I've got a very important retirement party to go to for my uncle this week, and I'd rather not be green for that.
Sure, sure.
I work in an office, and I'm going to the zoo later.
Okay. Rebecca?
I actually have family therapy with my mother coming.
Perfect. This is perfect. Amber?
I have a dentist appointment, but also I got a match on Hinge, so I don't know.
I'm going to put that one on for a week.
Yes, bad timing.
Katie?
Just a few meetings.
Just a few meetings.
Okay.
Right. So if you're just now catching up, this is our Burt Show Youth Group. We sent them to St. Patrick's weekend in Savannah, which is widely known as one of the wildest weekends for St. Patrick's Day in the country, right? I mean, it's wall to wall with people. There's alcohol. It's exactly what you would want from a St. Patrick's Day weekend, right? So we gave them a whole bunch of different things to do over the weekend, and we assigned 100 points for each one of these shenanigans. And whoever got the most shenanigans, the most points, ends up with the $1,000. Whoever had the least amount of points, that's the person that's going to have to paint themselves green.
That is correct. So right now, our standings. Yes, Jackson, before I break down the standings.
I was going to say, before we get into a recap and the final shenanigans, we wanted to share just a couple extra little audio clips that I think more or less encapsulate the weekend on the whole. And I want to just bring us back to Saturday, very late at night. We had only a few more beers to kill. And so Mikey decides to convince us all to shotgun a beer. And, well, myself, Amber, and Mikey. And this is what happened.
You ready?
Yeah, let's get it.
We're gonna cheers and then go.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Aw, the sweet sound of shotgunning beers.
That was foam. The foam gust stuck in my throat. I couldn't swallow all of it.
You threw up.
No.
Yeah. Wow. She threw up. Damn, Amber.
But also.
Sorry, no points for that.
Amber wasn't the only one who went down this weekend.
Yeah, no, Katie, just be sure to take care of yourself, and you owe me one pair of underwear.
And the house is clear.
It was a G-string.
What?
Let me explain what that means.
Please.
So we're in an Uber to go get Rebecca's Pearson, and Katie went a little hard in the previous 15 minutes, and she ended up throwing up all over the Uber.
Oh, my God. Inside the car?
No. I rolled down the window, and I just lifted out my head and just let it rip.
Like a dog sticking their head out the window?
Yep, I sure did.
Vomited?
As the car was moving.
So that means dude has to, like, clean the back of the car.
We're all trying to be chill about it and find napkins. Nobody had napkins, so I have this little trick I learned when I was a young man. And it's where you can slip your underwear off without taking your shorts off.
What?
Yeah, I'm good at it. I'll show you one day. So whenever we get out of the Uber, I just start just wiping down the car with my underwear, ruined them, had to throw them in a dumpster.
I kept trying to like distract the Uber driver. I would point out random stuff so he would not look in the back seat.
Oh, he didn't notice the whole time?
No, because I looked him in the eye in the mirror and he never once looked in the back. Katie was so nonchalant. She just looked to the right and then it was all out.
I'm just curious, who ordered that Uber?
Me.
Okay, you might want to check your rating today.
Oh, I've been waiting.
Okay.
All right, do you have another audio of sending Katie Ho, or that was it?
That's it.
We're good with everybody.
Okay, here we go.
All right, so let's recap here. Amber, 100 points. Katie, 200 points. Shocker, the two vomiters are in last place. Then we have Mikey and Jackson tied at second with 300, but still far ahead is Rebecca with 500 points.
So as it stands now, Rebecca is getting $1,000 and Amber here is painting herself green, unless things change.
But we still got five shenanigans left. So the first one I have is, and remember, you have to say in your little Irish accent, "Where's me pot of gold?" if this applies to you. Did anybody from the youth group hook up with a stranger? Okay, prudes. So, like, Jackson and Rebecca, you guys will swap spit, but you won't swap spit with a stranger.
That's where I draw the line at Rebecca.
So they got 100 points earlier because they made out with each other. Okay?
Correct. All right. Correct. All right. The next shenanigan worth 100 points. Did anybody get up on an artist stage and make an announcement?
Nobody. None. I thought that would be the easy
there's
one.
There's no stages. You guys always think there's just stages. There's not.
No stages. All right. Now, this was game over if anybody got arrested. We can end this puppy right here, right now. If anybody from the youth group got arrested, you automatically win the $1,000. So, did anybody from the youth group get arrested? We had streaking. We had public intoxication. Nobody got arrested.
Wow, okay. Good to
All right, here we go.
That's bad for Amber. If I were you, I would have somehow, some way figured out how to get arrested.
But we still have two more shenanigans. So it's not definitive who's in last place yet. Remember, you got to yell, "Where's my pot of gold?" Did anybody jump into a green or non-green fountain?
Where's my pot of gold? Was it a group effort?
Oh, yeah. And we actually have some audio proof of that. But here's the thing. We had to be as quiet as we could because we were like in a residential area. So we have proof of the splashing. So deep. All right. So everybody's doing their thing. But we also had a nice little debriefing after the fountain.
Okay, we're trying to stay incognito because there's a couple of guys in golf carts that may be security, but we all just jumped.
Probably security, but we all just jumped
in the green fountain in a historic square, and it was way deeper than I thought it was going to be, so I almost fell all the way in.
I have a staph infection.
Me and Jackson just went back for seconds. Both of us got our tattoos wet and really are inept for infection. Is that the word?
Oh, no.
Oh, you idiot.
You're not supposed to
do that.
No wonder your tattoos look like black blobs. It's not the second skin. It's a staph infection.
Yeah, so for those of you that have never received a tattoo before, they cover it up for a reason, yeah, but you're supposed to keep it out of water for at least 2 weeks. You're not supposed to submerge it in water because it can really jack it up. And it's an open wound.
Yeah, those points were real important for us.
Oh, no.
All right.
So, I'm more concerned about the fading of your tattoo than I am your staph infection.
All right. So let's go ahead and do it, call it as it is, because right now with the fountain, Rebecca has 600 points. Nobody's catching her. She just won $1,000.
Oh, that's good.
This is for sober people everywhere. You can still be a freak on the weekend.
Congratulations, $1,000.
Thank you. Okay. And I did do a TikTok with a cop.
Okay.
Well, we're almost there. You're good. But Mikey and Jackson have 400, and they are in the clear of being painted green. All right? So we have it down to Katie and Amber. It all comes down to Katie and Amber and who is going to get painted green. So the last shenanigan for 100 points, TikTok with a cop. Who, if anybody, did a TikTok with a cop?
Where's Me Pot of Gold?
Give it to Rebecca. That means Amber's getting Tina Green!
To your dentist appointment.
What? I did the best I could.
So you're getting the whole thing, head to toe, green.
We can try, but it's cold outside. I'm wearing layers, and y'all ain't messing up my clothes.
You should have got arrested. You should have got arrested.
All right, congratulations, Rebecca.
Yes.
Thank you. Honestly, before we went, they all pointed at me, and they said, you're going to lose this, obviously. And I took that personally.
So when are we applying said paint?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now. I think the winners should be able to apply the paint onto Amber. Sure. So we'll let the rest of the youth group make sure she looks pretty and green for the rest of St. Patty's Day. Happy St. Patty's Day,
it's not
Amber.
Just St. Patty's Day. Oh, it's the whole week.
The whole week. Happy St. Patrick's Week.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.